problems seemed to start with the lorries on the M74 last night, was that right?
Yeah, there was some of the inclines, the lorries were finding it hard to get traction to go up. And our partner agency, ourselves and our partner agency, made a decision to actually stop the vehicles, allow the gritters to come against the flow of traffic to get to the front of the queue, treat and plough in front of them. It was then difficult to get the HGVs moving again in these inclines, and the extremely heavy snowfall and the low temperatures have led to the issues that we're sitting just now, and we're actually asking people to avoid the M74. It is open, but we don't want anything to happen on the road just now. We've got extra gritters out there, we're treating it, we want to make sure it's safe for everybody, so we're asking people please avoid the route just now.
I suppose the difficulty is that if it starts to go wrong on a motorway like the M74, it just turns horrendous very, very quickly.
Oh, very much. If it closes, we were putting information out for quite some time to, you know, that there's a high risk of disruption. So we're asking people to plan their journey, and they have been doing that, and they've been driving to the conditions. But there's extra, you know, minor bumps that happen, and they move into the hard shoulder. Then the gritters can't move through the traffic because the hard shoulder's blocked. So we ask people to, you know, if they can, sit in the traffic, allow the gritters to get to the front. We've made these decisions to, you know, so that we can treat it and get it open safely. But we also need to remember that, you know, we're still in the situation where we have an amber warning out for the area, and exactly what the Met Office have actually predicted has happened. We've had some heavy snowfall, low temperatures, and we also need to remember that the rest of the country is under a yellow warning, and we've still got incidents in the rest of the country, like the A9. We've had a four vehicle RTC at Blackford southbound. The A1's closed at Lamburn for recovery HGV, and we've had the reports of an HGV blocking the route on the 82 at Corn Ferry, where cars are getting through, but HGVs at the moment can't, so we're sort of stacking the HGVs. So there are incidents happening and issues happening right through the country. We ask people to plan their journey, check the Traffic Scotland website, but we ask them also to be prepared, because if something happens and you're sitting in a car, you've got to be ready for that. And we've been putting information out about being ready for you driving in winter. Be a bit patient. Get, you know, carry a blanket, carry food, carry, you know, some water, so that if you are stuck for a time, you don't have any sort of welfare issues.
And just finally, you know, you've been doing this a long time, you know, so have I. You know that people will be listening this morning, and the question they would put to you if they're in this situation is, after what happened a few years ago on the M8, how can you guys have allowed this to happen again? That's what they'll be thinking. What's your answer to them?
Well, we can't stop the weather. The snow falls, and when it falls extremely fast as it does, and things happen, like the traction of the vehicles can't go up the hill, it's how we respond to that. And we've had the multi-agency response team in here working all night. We've been working with the police, with the operating companies, and we've made sure, you know, we've done things like we go along the route and we check the vehicles for welfare issues. We make sure everybody's safe, and they are maybe not run out of petrol, we'll give them petrol, get their cars going again, and they're okay. So in this case, the M74 was closed for a few hours last night. Our response to that has been, you know, we've responded very quickly to it. We've got it open again. We've got it moving. And yes, and we obviously apologise for the people that were caught in that last night. But we've managed to get the road open again before the morning, and we've got those people moving again.